Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Cooper King the Vulture! What a man of the chart called him? What a boy of the chart called him? What a gal of the chart called him? What a chart called him?
We can chat about me and you. We can chat about million. We can talk about man, killer man.
pistol whipping that logo. 24s and they low pro. I bet you I know so. Ain't no doubt about it. Riding round with that rocket. Loaded up and I cock it. Then about a couple off in your noggin. Hear them 808s and they knocking. Whole club and they rocking. Rose in them buckets. All my homies up in here vibing, vibing. To my household. Real I die for. Creeping off in that Tahoe. All about that large on. Don't stop the party. We be getting gnarly. Oh, Kim was savvy. Homies keeping like a Marley. Cause it's the same old shit. Just a different day. I here trying to get it. Each and every way. Mama need a house. Baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard. Guess what I'ma do? Do.
Give a view of this. Jay Dilla's still alive as long as his music is. A toast to the dead for rap legends and pioneers. Your legacy won't be forsaken as long as I am here. Knowledge of the past and wisdom of the present. I teach and leave in the hands of a worthy lieutenant. A toast to the dead, for children with cancer and AIDS. A cure exists and you probably could have been saved. Sad to see medicine, divorce, morality, corporate home records, pimping up a salary. A toast to the dead, for those that have died today. The victims and those exonerated by DNA. The only thing worse than giving freedom to the guilty is killing the innocent and leaving your soul filthy. Immortal technique, remember me when I'm gone. I encrypted my lyrics to stay alive in a song, so you'll always keep a piece of my spirit inside when you struggle to complete what I started before I died. But some of you won't survive the changes the earth makes, swallowed by tsunamis, hurricanes and earthquakes. And that's just the first stage if you cannot reverse ways and realize that we are one regardless of our birthplace.
It is another warrior song. Bring that breath of life to the fullest recipe.
Motherfucker, say your prayers
for brothers who die from black on black ground. The recipe.
You ain't paying respect to you supposed to.
Rep this life to the fullest recipe.
Say for y'all, this goes to them.
Metaphysic recipe.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. I hope pearly white teeth fall off the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution
comes. When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
afros are going to be trying to straighten their heads, and straighten heads are going to be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
But until then, you know, and I know, niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party.
I swear these crackers gonna get it for what they did to my people. Believe that. Man up. Let's get this.
Fresh on the ground down in Jamestown, standing on the bank of the river where they first broke my people down. I'm standing next to my chairman, waiting for the command, ready to kill these crackers where they stand, cause they celebrating our demise and how they tortured us. I'm out to get payback for the way they slaughtered us. The resurrection of Nat Turner, a student and booted, black machete and black burner, and lots of bullets, lots of fingers on a whole lot of triggers, here to show to the world that we not niggas, not niggas. Who said the revolution won't be televised? Y'all should have seen it looking these crackers' eyes, they gon' get it. I said these crackers gon' get it, y'all lookin' here. I'm sick and on what they did, y'all lookin' here. Kill all they women and they kids, y'all lookin' here. But keep a lookout for them
pigs, y'all, look at here. I said these crackers gon' get it, y'all, look at here. I'm sticking on what they did, y'all, look at here. Kill all they women and they kids, y'all, look at here. But keep a lookout for them pigs, y'all, look at here. I'm like a fire with flame on it, running to the struggle for liberation against the slicky nation. Here the hood is my station. I got blood and grit, homies on my left flank. We about to hit that commerce bank of America. They always reparations and we know what they store. We wear crackers cause we coming for it. I said these crackers don't get it, y'all, look at here. I'm sick of knowing what they did, y'all, look at here. Kill all they women and they kids, y'all, look at here. But keep a lookout for them pigs, y'all, look at here. I said these crackers don't get it, y'all, look at here. I'm sick of knowing what they did, y'all, look at here. Kill all they women and they kids, y'all, look at here. But keep a lookout for them pigs, y'all, look at here. I'm like the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and I'm making no mistakes when I'm swinging my sword. See, these crackers gon' get it, and these faggots, they gon' get it, cause they messed up my culture, and I ain't gon' never forget it. First they took out Dr. King, then took out Malcolm X, then they came to get the Panthers next. Wrong answer, see, all you planted cubs in the bush, and I'm one of them. Hurricane Katrina style, stunning them. Whirlwind music, all up in the place. Y'all say y'all want a revolution, well, here's the taste, they gon' get it.
American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane. Who denies of the future, rob our name, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people was salvation, fathers of the country never cared for me, they kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery, and Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me, set lies by the facts in my history, so now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed, but the government's glad cause they enjoy it, when my people are down so they can screw us around, time to change the government now, Panther power, Panther power.
Around and say goodnight. It had to be something I said to make her stop in her tracks and make her turn her head. When I spoke, she listened with the utmost attention, and at the end of it all, I did have to mention nothing really, because it was clear. Now I have the right to call her my dear. Freshly dipped and intricately spoken, but I wanted to leave this young lady heartbroken. Call it vengeance or call it revenge, I'm gonna get her back for what she did to me at the beginning. Now, don't fear me, you just hear me. But what's the matter with you? You're looking dreary. Look at your stiff like you're frozen, cause while you were choosing, you were being chosen. So don't fret, because I'm willing to bet that no guy can hold you off like this yet. I'm tired, so I'm leaving. Stop pulling on me and please stop screaming. She looked at me with tears in her eyes. She said, is this really goodbye? I said, I'm leaving on the next plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you never let me go. So now I'm here to do my thing, to grab a mic to rap and sing, to get fresh in the Syrian bus. You can say Mr. Ike or say just give me a rhythm that's supposed to be next, to get fresh on the beatbox DMX. So now I'm here, here's a point I have to prove. Do so real smooth and make a body groove to the sound of the X that's really precise. On the mic, just Ike, that's right. You know what, I won't forget. There won't be no neglecting when LaToya's in my arms. You know she'll be sweating. Kill with precision until the very end. That's right, talk to her or her girlfriend. If that doesn't get her, I know how to fix her. It's a small thing, I'll talk to her sister. She is right or wrong, but who's to judge? I got both of them back, I settle my grudge. I can see both of them at any place, and they feel so stupid because I laugh all in their face. A total
Yeah. Kamachi and Priest. The chapel doors are back open. Yeah. I don't bargain with the devil or the sin he produced before I sell my people out. You can string up a noose, I'm a Zulu. I laugh at the lightning of Zeus, the light from my aura, enough to ripen the fruits. I'm miking some truths, enlighten the youth. Rap jihad, my voice makes a lot on the loose. Arabian nights, prayer rubs kept in the booth. To the east, my brother, where I step with the troops. Keep coming back, making sure the rest can get loose. Like old Harriet, Holy Land, sailing a chariot. My body gold from the land where they buried it. Mother Earth, my first, no choice but to marry it. Burdens of the world is cool, how I carry it. I'm not a snitch or a Judas Iscariot. How could I fear bid? Nigga, here it is. You love Ferraris and Barbies, we build pyramids. We from different minds, different continents, different consciousness, different prophets, different times. Kamachi and Priest, the Church of Philly and Brook. Give us donations, don't give us a look, cause we don't live by the word, we live with the book. I see something classic is happening, the people is hooked. It's real hip hop, you should be taking a look. It's real hip hop, you should be taking a look. And then y'all better all hell, or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell.
Emerge from crack smoke, rats and roaches. Gas that poke, young cats that wrap up dope. The hopeless, a poor man's dream. Morris King, the locust. Over the spectrum, preach to Nephilim. Focus your eyes on the ego. Cathedral size, I'm holding a pen lethal. A needle inscribed to dopeness. Feral headdress, right before my bed rest. Commercial rap, singing hooks, I could care less. A mystery book, sacred beater on my bed chest. Preach Osiris, black chalk around my eyelids. Gold mask, broad nose and wide lips, riding papyrus, light inside my iris, sight of a psychic, coloring flows, my mic's a pilot, when it comes to hook, I'm like a pirate, Priest Kamachi, we ether the body, flood streets like tsunamis, bring heat like when you eat wasabi, Priest the skeleton, my words are the flesh, the flows of melanin, song is the breath, my rhymes the medicine, it can cure after death, my mind's the afterlife, the thought sees all the words I manifest,
and y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some.
Yeah.
there you have it. It's not just a rumor, it's real. Real hip hop is back up in the building. Chief Kamachi, Killer Priest, Collabo. Laugh at all you say. Know what I mean? Don't get scared, don't run. Chief Cypress. Shout it out. Thug it out, gorilla, gorilla yourself, side to side, just gorilla yourself.
Respect on the
KRS-One need to be running for office. So Butter Peak and Enrique,
tell him to get off
y'all for a minute.
Praise be the Lord.
Get serious for a minute.
Holy are you.
Why they call me the God MC, the lyricist. Trace this staff to the roots of genocide. The world wonder, I'm still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My rhyme flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific, infinite, like mathematics. The first language, now add that and add graphic. Go ahead, they gon' let the blocks know it's the gospel. Life's new manual, so watch close. The new Michelangelo or Pablo Picasso. Prepare to show you the cosmos and rock flow. Even my lyrical metaphysical. What this will do is help you get to your spiritual pinnacle. You find your mind too far-fetched for it to fathom. I bring the darkness to the light, split the atom. It's like watching a Big Bang Theory emerge. I take titles, spawn them to a billion words. They want a clear view. When the father's in the darkest corners of the universe, to a corner near you. A barrel and ghetto apparel. Stay blamed up, Fort Knox display. A modern day King Tut. Rap tight, rap like I've been preserved in time. Spit the holy water to touch it, to turn it to wine. It's your call. So we fell from paradise to holy hell. Probably descendants of the Holy Grail. Another part of history they won't reveal. Time to only tell. You waited for judgment. It came in the form of a dove in the game. The creator's composition. It's blood in my vein. The chemical is identical. We one of the same. With seven letters in all three of my government names. Walk on water, nah, neighbor to Jesus. It's a parable to make followers and readers believers. From Egypt to Budapest, rock him as the truest left. Understand the scriptures like the minister Lewis F. I told you who God is, you ignore me like most of the prophets. Jesus, Solomon, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad. I show the scholars would fulfill the broken promise. I speak the truth to predict the future like no pajamas. Like revelations, I'm hoping my quotes fulfill the seven spirits of God when I open the seal. Interpret the Holy Quran. These flows of God's translated to raw and decode the Bible. Warn the elders in the mosque, masons and the laws, the seven churches, the synagogues, it's the Renaissance, skin of bronze, like the Messiah, rocking my laws, about to reveal a bigger secret in time, men of God.
Black power, black power. Welcome to the King Samir Black Survival Show, live on Black Power Radio. No, you did not make a mistake. We're at it again this week on the mixtape tip. Black power is relayed to Assalamu Alaikum, Hotep. All of the wonderful greetings to you, my black family. Truly an honor to be before you again this week. Must give a strong black salute to my national chairman, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, to my national spokesman, Brother Sean Kwali, and every member of the new Black Panther Party who's putting in that work with these T-shirts. Yes, I said it, putting in the work with the T-shirt. If you haven't gotten one by now, hey, you better get with your latest Panther or your nearest Panther and snatch up one of these shirts. They are going like wildfire. We may not even have enough to do what we really need to do because they're going that fast. I'm telling you, these shirts, these hats are moving, black family. So get on board with the new Black Panther Party. And don't worry, we're going to get back to a few more songs in just a hot second. And then we definitely have to hear the words of the class session tonight, Black Survival, the basics of our survival. So, you know, I kind of want to mix it up a little bit tonight. You got to learn to relax sometimes. You know, we talk about a lot of, you know, hard stuff, but, you know, sometimes we got to just ease our minds, family, and I'm learning to do that even more. thanks to my queen. And, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful help. I'm learning a hell of a lot. So let's, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447 is the call-in number. But just stay tight, and we got a next little session for you, and we're coming right back to you. Black power.
Lightning and thunder for the Eden.
Just!
Yeah, man, the one you have to all get to you. There's a future. Just hold your head up and just do your thing.
The youth, them. The youth, them. The youth, them dying in the street. Youth, them crying in the street. Some are lying in the street.
Cause
gun. He shoot them fool, now better down. He did my thunder, he did my lung. I'm feeling like them can't get licked on.
At the top of the hour, 646-478-4447 is the call in number, and it is now time to we're gonna hit the phone lines in just a little while, just a little while. But before we do, you know, I have to get your mind thinking tonight. You understand what I'm saying? So I hope you're really listening to a lot of the jams that I'm spinning on. You know, I had to go back into the crates for a minute, and, you know, throw some old school in there, back in my day of growing up listening to conscious hip hop music, man. And, you know, back in the day, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters had something pertinent to say. They had something relevant, you know, whether it was just party jam stuff, whether it was stuff just straight from the street, you know what I'm saying? As we say now, straight from the hood stuff, you know, and don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. A lot of these artists I just played, man, set the tone. You understand what I'm saying? Because without a KRS-One, without a Kool G Rap, without a Just Ice, without a Poor Righteous Teachers, without a Brand Nubian, man, there's so many more that I could name. But without them, man, who laid a foundation for today, you know, it's really a disrespect to them, you know, that they get no credit, no love, no honor. You know, you Negroes is bigging up Trinidad James and or Flames or whatever the hell his name is, and Waka Fluckers and all these ducks. You understand what I'm saying? And this is not hip-hop, man. That is straight-up shit-hop. And I'm going to tell you live on Black Power Radio, that is shit-hop. So So we got to get our minds black and focused. So I'm just honored, man, that our national chairman was honored enough and liked the show enough last week, you know what I'm saying, that he asked me to come back and spend a little bit more. But, you know, I don't want y'all to get used to coming on the Black Survival Show. Now you think you're going to hear some hip-hop and some reggae, some roots and all that good stuff. Nah. It ain't going to be that kind of party. This ain't the barbecue jam on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. This is the Black Survival Show. Don't get it twisted, all right? But our survival comes in many, many different ways, so we got to get our minds right. You know, as I've taught a session before, you know, on the psychological aspect, the mental aspect of preparedness, survival preparedness. We have to get into the mindset of that, because you can't be all on, you know, your iPads and your iPhones and all this technology one day, and then you think the next day you're going to have to go in an underground bunker for maybe about another 2 years, and you think you could just pop into that. No, ma'am, no, sir. It is more psychological than you think it is. So right now, you know, we're just trying to touch your psyche a little bit, you know, give you a little rhythm and, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, but at the same time, we're going to drop this knowledge on your behind. So we're going to hear from our great leader, you understand what I'm saying? And we'll be right back, and we're going to get started with the class session. And I hope you're enjoying it so far. I got to bring it before you, and guess what? I'm going to keep bringing it before you, all right?
Give me 24 hours.
In Sudan.
Get out of town by sundown.
In Jamaica.
Give me 24 hours.
In Haiti.
Get out of town by sundown.
In Kenya.
Give me 24 hours.
In the Congo.
Get out of town by sundown.
North Carolina.
Give me 24 hours.
In Georgia.
Get out of town by sundown.
Mississippi.
Give me 24 hours.
In Louisiana.
Get out of town by sundown.
In Alabama.
Black Panther Party, NBPP, Black Power. In Johannesburg,
get out of town by Sunday.
In Libya,
give me 24 hours.
Syria,
get out of town by Sunday.
In Congo,
give me 24 hours.
Nigeria,
get out of town by Sunday.
New Black Panther Party,
give me 24 hours.
NBPP,
get out of town by Sunday.
Black Power. Black Panther Party, NBPP, Black Power. New Black Panther Party, NBPP, Black Power. In Johannesburg,
get out of town by Sunday.
In Libya,
give me 24 hours.
Syria,
get out of town by Sunday.
In Congo,
give me 24 hours.
Nigeria,
get out of town by Sunday.
New Black Panther Party,
give me 24 hours.
NBPP,
get out of town by Sunday.
Black Power. Black power.
We are black. We're black. We're black. Live on the King Samir Black Survival Show. Tonight's class, Black Family, is basics to our survival. Basics. Some basic stuff to keep you operating until we come black again. Just some basics. We're not going to be, we have a habit as black people trying to be a damn bean pie science to everything. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes we got to keep it plain and simple. We got to hit them and quit them, because you can't go to no man out here in the streets who's been homeless 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years maybe, and trying to give this man some religious talk or some political talk. That man is hungry. He's hungry. He's naked, damn it, and he's out of doors. So we got to handle those situations, then try to wake him up, clean him up, and stand him up on the right track. So we're going to get on the right track tonight. 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. Let's go to the phone line and see what our people is feeling tonight. I hope y'all really, really enjoying the music session. But class is about to begin in just a little while, so I'm going to ask everybody, don't be long, but be strong. And let's start with area code 504-432, area code 504-432. You're live on King Samir Black Survival Show, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother King Samir Shabazz. This is a question that I want to ask you. How do you feel about those who support the new Black Panther Party, but the, like, the spooks who sit by the door? It wasn't to help out, but then, they don't want to be too recognized.
Okay, beautiful question, brother, beautiful question. And to answer that very swiftly, we have what's called the Black Power Movement. The Black Power Movement, sir, consists of those who want to support the new Black Panther Party in many different ways. But some of them we know and understand cannot be on the front lines for many different reasons. You understand what I'm saying? So everybody has a place in this organization, sir. We don't turn nobody away, as long as you have something to offer to the people, because the Panther belongs to the people, not the new Black Panther Party. So if you have anything to offer to the people, then we have to first recognize that as the new Black Panther Party, bring you on board, put you in where you fit in, and recognize that our people need the service the most. So, we definitely need those spooks who sat by the door. We need spooks who sitting in the damn door. We need spooks who sitting behind the door, in front of the door, next to the door, in the damn room, in the window sill, under the table, under the chairs, in the bathroom. You understand what I'm saying, black man? We need everybody. We get to put them everywhere we need to.
Okay, well, brother, you got me, You got me.
Yes, sir. We give thanks. We give thanks, black man. Keep tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Black Power.
All right, Black Power. All right, next caller. 252-762. Area code 252-762. Black Power. Black Power. 252, you're on live.
Black Power.
Black Power.
I'm just listening.
All right. We thank you much. Just listening. Keep tuning in. Area code 562-607. Area code 562-607. You're live on the King Time Air Black Survival Show.
Black Power, just listening in to all of the conscious music. And where can I get all of the songs that's on here? The name of the song and the artist. What is the website again?
Well, this is just pretty much a freestyle session, Queen. This is not available to the public. You know, this is just my feeling right now.
Oh, okay.
But the new Black Panther Party mix CD is available. All right, you could go to www.bangout.com, and you can purchase the mix CD right from there.
Okay, I'll get back on it, and I was
all
checking
right
on you, see how you were doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Black Power.
Black Power.
All right. Area code 562 was on deck. Let's go to my hometown, Philadelphia. Area code 215982. You are live.
Black Power, National Field Marshal Chairman. This is Bubba Haru from Philadelphia.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I like that. I like the artists that you were playing also. You know, that's some real powerful cracker killing hip hop. You know, I know that's your thing, and that's our thing. And I was listening to Self-Destruction, the Stop the Violence piece.
Mm.
And with the Million Youth March coming up, man, it would be really great if we could get some artists that they're familiar with. How can
wow.
we get some artists that they're familiar with to pump a message like that? You know, because I'm trying to pump that message to them, headed for self-destruction, wake up, clean up, stand up, you know, and maybe that's the way it needs to come out, headed for self-destruction, wake up, clean up, stand up, you know, and that's one, you know, I mean, so that's been like something that I've been meditating on today,
okay.
You know, and
hey,
getting ready
awesome
for the...
idea, Black. That's an awesome idea, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, just like with the Panther Wear, with the Panther Wear, getting to them through, getting to the people through the message on the gear, on the T-shirts, the sneakers, on the hats. You know, I mean, we gotta get to the hearts and minds of our people.
Yes.
You know, as best we can. So as we meet them where they're at. You know, I think Headed for Self-Destruction was a heck of a piece, but it left out a real certain part of the revolutionary process, and it needs to continue. You know, it needs to get stronger.
Yes, sir. Well, we
yes.
just thank Black Man for your point. That's a damn excellent point. You know what I'm saying? Very excellent point, man. And we're going to try to make that happen.
Like,
you know, we're going to try to make that happen, definitely. You know, because that's definitely something that needs to happen. I would like to hear that my damn self, to be really honest with you. You know, some real strong revolutionary, some dead prayer, some immortal technique, even some, you know, some of these coons out here, if we can just wake them up. Can you imagine...
Right.
Can you imagine hearing Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and all these buffoons on a self-destruction song, man? You know,
right.
Our people would flock to that, brother. But unfortunately,
wake up, clean up, stand up.
Unfortunately, and I gotta say this, I know their behinds would not be sincere.
Right.
But I will give them, you know, the credit where it was due if they did that. But I don't see
right.
that happen. Not with them anyway. So, you know,
right.
But
well,
I would love to see that happen. But we
well, like Malcolm said, we got to use what we got to get what
that's
we want.
That's right. That's right.
So
we're going to move on and hop into this class. And y'all get your pens and pads out because it is now class time. So we have 50 minutes left to hear the words of our great leader, our great revolutionary, Kwame Nkrumah, from the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare.
That's out.
And we're talking about, hold on, Black, let me mute you here. My bad. And let's get ready to rock and roll. You know, from what our general is saying here, the general principles of training, let's start with that. Because we talk about training, and we need to do this kind of training, but we have set no real boundaries and principles to our training. So it says here, since members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces have social, political, and military responsibility. Social, political, and military responsibility. Responsibility. Huh? Social, political, and military responsibility. You have to deal with the social issues in your community. You have to deal with the political issues in your community. And you have to formulate the military in your community and be responsible in your community. Recruits will go through various levels of training in these three spheres. The aim of our training is not to turn our men into killing machines or mercenaries, unless they want to be, but into mature and progressive men, intellectually and materially equipped for their revolutionary task. The quality of training of recruits for revolutionary units is of particular importance, A, because our effective strength will at the start be much lower than the enemy's numerical strength, as low as at times 10 to 1. 2, because by the very nature of his performance and because our initial effective force is comparatively small, the African revolutionary fighter must be a highly specialized soldier. Thus, the initial military imbalance between ourselves and the enemy will be compensated for by our technical and moral superiority. All recruits will receive the same basic training and will then proceed to specialist courses to prepare them for a specialized unit of the African Army. Commanders of revolutionary armed units will bear in mind that the need to carry out frequent checks on all members of the African Army to make sure the highest standard of work performance of duty is maintained. Again, responsibility. 2, to test the morale. Test your will to fight. Are you a chump? Do you run from the pigs? When somebody tries to do something or say something to one of our comrades out in the street, are you going to be the first man to whip their teeth down their throats in self-defense? So we got to test your morale. We got to make you do them push-ups and them sit-ups. We got to hurt you till you're ready to just shake and bake and just ready to goddamn quit. Snot running down your nose. Tears running down your eyeballs. Saliva hanging off your tongue because you just can't take no more. We got to test the morale of you, new Black Panther Party. You can't say you a panther and you a vanguard of our people. God damn it, and you scared. You ain't doing no kind of training whatsoever. Hell no. Those days are over because the enemy is training left and right. The enemy's three-year-old children are training in the gun ranges. So it's time to stand up, tighten up. Now, it says here, they will also see that the organizational machinery is tightly consolidated and that the ideological training is thoroughly and regularly pursued. This means you got to study. It is not the object of our education and training to turn our men who are servilely obedient, but men who respect discipline and are efficient and active because they are fully committed to the revolutionary struggle. Instead of promoting hierarchy or coercive and follow like sheep relationships, our training will seek to develop an intelligent, egalitarian, critical, and self-critical outlook within the armed forces. So our fighters will be self-disciplined, revolutionary African men and women. Training courses on sociopolitical military will be given in training centers located in a base area in an already consolidated or liberated zone. Meaning, in your hood or in somebody's hood, it is necessary to have several centers operating in different territories or regions. Such centers must remain secret. But I'm not talking about New Black Panther Party right now. We're talking underground movements in this specific. Before the volunteers are sent to the centers, they will be put under observation in schools or liberation schools, where they will receive basic education and political instruction and pursue courses designed to develop their faculty of observation and dedication and also deduction. During this stage, the final process of screening and recruiting will be applied and the unsuitable volunteer rejected, meaning those weak, punctified, sissified faggots who are always making excuses, who always showing up late and leaving early type stuff, who always claiming they got to go to church on Sunday, but they know goddamn well military training is on Sunday. So they rather go sit with Pastor Do Nothing and be a part of that congregation of doing nothing than training your bodies and building with your comrades to protect our women and babies. You know these type of weak Negroes. So the unsuitable ones are rejected. And at the end of the basic course, the successful recruits will be directed to primary training centers. Physical training. The body and its physical endurance must be weathered, strengthened, and developed by exercise and by exposure to many varied conditions. For example, marching under conditions of duress or stress or pain, camping in difficult terrain. 3, subsisting on short rations for limited periods of time. You know what that means? Fasting, basically. Sustaining or subsisting on short rations for limited periods. Fasting. Enduring periods of isolation in small groups cut off from the base. This is exercise. Remember I talked about earlier at the beginning, psychological preparation and mental preparation. Well, these are some of the exercises that you need to start doing, we need to start doing to prepare our minds psychologically and emotionally so we can get through this thing. I'm told you we're talking about just some basics of our survival here. Now, carrying out rigorous individual initiative and endurance tests, meaning lifting weights until you can't lift no more, and then as soon as you feel like your muscle is about to bust, damn it, pick it up one more time. You feel like you can't run no more, you get ready, die. Damn it, take 2 more steps. If you're doing 500 jumping jacks and you feel like your heart is just getting ready to jump all up in your throat, damn it, let it jump up in your throat. You got to carry yourself over to the next level. You got to bust your own bubble. Huh? You got to top your own initiative. Because daily exercise will help to promote both physical and moral stamina. Our troops must be trained to operate equally effectively face to face with the enemy. So if you ain't strong and you're standing wrong, it ain't going to take long for this cracker to put you down. And in various guises behind the enemy lines, they should be taught the art of impersonation. Huh? The art of impersonation and how to conduct themselves if captured and interrogated. So, yeah, you got to kidnap your wife one night, brother. Put her in a kidnap situation. Because a lot of times our sisters definitely are not emotionally or psychologically prepared for these kind of situations. And 10 times out of 10, they end up being a damn snitch. Because your enemy knows how to play with the minds of our women. Huh? And as soon as they threaten to kill us, she's going to start rolling them sweet, beautiful lips of hers. Anything to save her man. But not knowing and understanding, they're going to kill me anyway. Huh? So we got to put our women through some kidnap tests, through some interrogation tests. Because the woman is the key to the home. She's the key to the revolution. And we're going to touch on the training of the woman in just a little bit. But you should be taught the art of impersonation, knowing how to sound like someone, and how to conduct yourself if you're captured by the enemy and interrogated by the enemy. The development of speed and skill is of the greatest importance in practicing. One, attacks. Two, dispersion. Three, regrouping. Four, encircling. Five, retreating. Six, close combat. Seven, commando-type maneuvers. Eight, some sabotage. Nine, I'm going to add some. Remembrance of intelligence. Learning phone numbers and remembering license plates and badge numbers. I'm a master at that. When I just see numbers, it just automatically runs through my head and like, boop, 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 and it just stores right there. So you got to remember phone numbers and certain locations and street names and landmarks and different things like that. You got to put your mind to the test. You have to train your mind just as well as you want these big old biceps and wings and triceps, brother. You got to have a tricep on your forehead and in your head. So you got to know how to protect the black woman mentally first. Then we have to attack and we have to protect her physically. Technical training. The aim of the primary training centers is not to form a military elite, but to help our men to establish contact with the concrete realities of the struggle and to maintain this contact. These centers would therefore be self-sufficient, and the men will engage in farming, plantation work, cattle raising, or adjacent plots of land as part of their daily tasks. They will be taught to set up in small handicraft and processing industries, to manufacture uniforms and equipment, such as shoes, cartridge belts, ammunition, light arms, etc., etc. This will enable the Army's budget to concentrate on the purchase of military and transport equipment, which cannot be manufactured locally because the white man owned every goddamn thing, while leaving the major part of provisions and clothing to the men themselves. Military training. The practice of shooting will be given in special emphasis for marksmanship. This is why we say in APLA, one settler, one bullet. Marksmanship is the core of apprenticeship. In this field, the guerrilla fighter must be very skilled, for it is necessary to use a minimum of ammunition. Again, one cracker, one bullet. Recruits will be taught to use a varied range of arms, such as, hold on 1 second. Got a technical difficulty going on here. Give me one hot second. But in the meantime, here's what we're going to do. Make the people in the stream all wild. Like 1, 2, 3, where
fog and city be not a deal. Convoy up on the rhythm, soundboy, right your will. Me creep like a panther, me move for the kill. Just enough man a dream, but me living it for real. Wife one rub me back, wife two cook the meal. Me got your Lord Massey with the marijuana feel. Say one little fool, little blitz, let me trail. Me coming out the world, but me strong like steel. Super king, superman, top the yard and steel. Me make she body move like she on the X-Pill. God body MC, Lord, me one of the mill. The king of the mountain, the top of the hill. Me fight for we right like a youth in the chill. With me dog bow, back on up, man, I stand still. Not the tree plant, my son, what's a nippy deal deal. One, two, three, the crown royal K-I-N-G-E. And me, you come with general styling. We make the people in me scream out, why oh? Like one, two, three, where's the crown royal K-I-N-G-E. And me, you come with me general styling. We have to deal once we reach out to why oh? From the hand-to-hand service, riding through the jungle, rolling weed, just a swerving, a working. Look at big y'all with the curving. Can't afford the taxes, building in the urban, sitting front of big splits. While I'm building with the turbans, building cubs in the bush. Now I gotta keep it working, just trying to stay sharp. While the ADO be lurking, while your daughter's in the street. Just a peeking in the circle, we be trying to save your life. Through the music, get to working, but you wanna be a savage. Peeping in a purple, now you're smoking on that beverage. And I know your pocket's hurting, just a bibble and a babble, you be scared, and I'm certain. One, two, three, the crown royal K-I-N-G-E. And me, you come with general styling. We make the people in my scream out, why oh? Like one, two, three, where's the crown royal K-I-N-G-E. And me, you come with the ghetto styling. We have to be the ones we reach out to, why oh?
We're black. Had a small difficulty here. The white man is the devil. God damn it. So let's go back to where we left off. Let me drop back here. Recruits will be taught to use a varied range of arms and to shoot with deadly accuracy at fixed and moving targets. Shoot with deadly accuracy in self-defense and fixed and moving targets. So I'm not advocating anyone go out here and get a gun and start shooting with deadly accuracy at fixed and moving crackers. I am not saying that, so you will not twist up my damn words tonight. I am reading from the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare by Kwame Nkrumah on political leadership, military leadership, and training. The use of explosives will also be taught. Not from the new Black Panther Party. Again, I am reading from the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare by Kwame Nkrumah. The use of explosives will be taught apart from acquiring a thorough knowledge of all kinds of African Army arms and equipment. Pupils of the training centers must study and be familiar with the equipment used by the enemy. You have to know your enemy's weaponry and equipment as well. Recognize the different types of aircraft that this cracker uses or is likely to use in various regions of our national territory. Learn to make full use of any supplies captured from the enemy. As our Black Power General says, take that goddamn nightstick and you ram it up their behind. But you got to know how to take their nightstick first. You got to have the heart to be able to face this damn devil, to take his damn nightstick and shove it straight up his ass in self-defense. You got to have some courage to do that. You got to have some psyche to do that. You cannot have fear out here, man. You can't talk about freedom or death and you scared as hell. You sit in the damn office all day. You ain't out in the field with the people. Or you out in the field with the people and you scared as hell of the people. That's not how we operate. You cannot be scared of no damn body. We fear Allah and Allah alone. Huh? Political education. Every fighter must know, one, against whom he is fighting. That's self-explanatory. You got to know who the hell you fighting. You got to know the history of who you fighting. Two, you got to know why he is fighting. Huh? You got to know why you fighting. You got to know who you're fighting, why you're fighting, and what you're fighting for, man. So political education should center on the key motive for the war or the will to be free. You got to know some politics, not the white man's politics. Well, you got to know the white man's politics in order to understand how to build a political structure for ourselves, not based on the white man's political structure, but based on our own myotic political nationalist and pan-Africanist political structure. Our essential objective is to build a socialist society, a nationalist pan-Africanism, change the word here, a pan-Africanist society promoting better living and working conditions for all black people, a pan-Africanist society under a union government of Africa. Each recruit will, during this course of his training, attend classes in which the ideological aspects of our struggle will be explained and discussed. He will study such subjects as, for example, African history, Pan-Africanism, socialism in Africa and in the world context, imperialism and neocolonialism. We're talking political education here, huh? Teachers will encourage recruits to express their own views and to discuss any current political, social, economic, or religious problems which may interest them. You can do this type of stuff right in your home with your family. This is why I'm bringing you this tonight. Basic, simple, survival instruction that can start right in the home. Huh? Very simple. Discussions between recruits from different parts of Africa will be particularly valuable in stimulating mutual understanding and dedication to the common ideal of the continental liberation and unity. And I can see that because if you remember in the movie Sankofa, how the different dialects, I'm sorry, not Sankofa, Mandingo, how when they were on the slave ships and they couldn't speak, everybody had their own language. And they were trying to communicate with one another, but everybody had a different language. So it was hard for them to understand each other due to the fact they were from different regions with different languages. So we had to learn to communicate with not just the crackers' language, the crackers' bastard language, let me say, but we had to create our own language, our own codes, that we could be able to talk to no matter what kind of peckerwood English we speak. Huh? So just little things like that is what he's talking about. Leadership. Leadership, leadership. Human forces. Okay? It could be divided into many groups. Let's talk about the peasants. Let's get down to the peasants and goes into the rural proletariat. Huh? And then it goes into the neo-colonialist control over the advanced sectors of production, mining, manufacturing, commerce, retail, transport, fisheries, fishing enterprises. These Chinese are running Africa. Running Africa. Oh, but they were just told, you got to get the hell up out of Africa. It's time to go, Mr. Chin. You are no longer allowed in the mother country, robbing robbing the black man, the black woman, and the black child in Africa. It is time to go. So they've been put out in certain parts of Africa. They've been put out. I want to go now. I said we was going to talk about the role of women, which is very important. Because, and it's not talked about enough. The women of Africa have already shown themselves to be of paramount importance in the revolutionary struggle. They gave active support to the independence movement in their various countries, and in some cases, their courageous participation in demonstrations and other forms of political action that had a decisive effect on the outcome. Now, let me stop right here, because I must give a strong salute to every black woman of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, to every black woman of APLA, to all of the sisters, men who was on that front line and was chanting and marching right beside the black man. Man, I give you sisters much praise, much respect. And I must shout out our sister chairwomen in Africa, Sister Nandi, Sister Waziwe, Sister Barika. Oh, black women, strong black women. Black men, we better stand up, because if the sisters have to take control, this is going to be doomsday for us, brother. It's going to be another Queen Yasantiwa expedition all over again. And Lord, I would hate to see the black women coming through, cutting weak-ass black men's heads off because they were too sissified to protect the black woman and the black babies in our hood. I would really hate to see that. They have, therefore, a good revolutionary record and are a great source of power for our political military organization. Maximum use. Listen to me carefully. And if you ain't write down nothing else I said tonight, damn it, write these words down. And I'm going to go nice and slow so you will write them down. Maximum use must be made of their special skills and potentials. Maximum use. Maximum. To the fullest extent. The use must be made of their special skills and potentials. Meaning whatever this black woman got to offer, she's a master at. God damn it, you better put her behind on that job and let her get to work and let her work her work the way she sees how. Because a lot of times we try to dominate the woman's role, brothers. We try to be the man, the woman. We try to control every goddamn thing. Let the woman be the woman. Let her take the lead and be the master of what she knows best at the fullest extent of her skill and potential. First, it is necessary to examine the nature of the African woman's resources in terms of the revolutionary struggle, and then to determine how these can best be used and developed for the greater good of the mission. The following is a proposed questionnaire of some essential points to be studied by our revolutionary cadres concerning the position of women in African society. 1. In statistical and qualitative terms, how has the African woman assimilated the twofold experience of our traditional and communalistic society? That is, how does she stand in relation to the Euro-Christian experience of colonialism and neocolonialism and to the Islamic experience. Oh, we getting in your head tonight. We talking about the black woman here now. What is the nature, too? What is the nature of her links and or dependence on the imperialist oppressor? Let me read that one again. What is the nature of her links or and or dependence on the imperialist oppressor? In other words, what is her dependence on the crackers? What is her dependence on the slave master? What is her connection to the oppressor? How can these links be used to the advantage of our revolution? Sometimes these links are predominantly economic. For example, in the relationship between the super mammies and the foreign trading firm. In other cases, the links may be purely personal. Prostitution, in the colonial and neo-colonial context, combines personal and economic dependence on the money class with the political links and in the form of espionage and collaboration. Three, to what extent is the African woman's revolutionary role a prolongation, a modification, or a total departure from her traditional communalistic milieu and her duties, rights, and general position? How does this affect her subjective views and emancipation and happiness? How does it affect her subjective views of emancipation and happiness? Four, to what extent did she formally take part in productive work? Does she cook? Does she clean? Does she rear the children? Is she just a trifling old sit-down Maury Povich, Jerry Springer watching coon? Huh? So to what extent did she formally take part in productive work? Was she in any organizations before? How has she helped in the liberation struggle before? Five, is she entitled to the fruits of her labor in what proportion? I would have to just flat out answer that. Hell yes. Pardon me. Number six, how far is the, I think I'm about to lose a lot of callers and listeners, females, tonight. Now, sisters, I'm reading from the handbook of Revolutionary Warfare by Kwame Nkrumah. This is not a question King Samir sat down before the show and thought upon. But I'm going to say this. Before I read this question, I'm going to make this statement. Black people need to stop being so damn scared of what I'm about to say. We have to talk about this in the black community. We got to stop pontificating and hiding with it. The question is, how far is the practice of polygamy synonymous with pugilism? And to what extent does this practice mean that the African woman is exploited? I'm going to let you answer that, black woman. How far is the practice of polygamy? And I'm going to break it down. To hell with how much it goes synonymous to pugilism or monogamy. How far is the practice of polygamy in the black community? Uh-oh. Yes, I took it straight there. Let's talk about let's talk about our hood in the community. How far is the practice of polygamy? I'm going to tell you right now, 1 out of 100, maybe, but sisters and brothers, whether you realize it or not, you're already in the practice of polygamy. When you seeing that side brother or that side sister, you're already practicing goddamn polygamy. Wife or husband number one just don't know about it. So it's a one-sided polygamous affair. But we got to bring this thing to the table. We must bring this polygamy question to the table. Because, and we have to deal with it from an intellectual standpoint. Sisters, you can't be getting all damn emotional. And brothers, you can't get all pimpish, talking like some damn pimp, exploiting the black woman. But polygamy is not about the exploitation of the black woman. Hell, it's not even about the basis of sex. Uh-oh. All right, brothers, I know y'all telling me shut the hell up right now. All right, I'm going to shut up. Because some of y'all may not be getting no nookie tonight. Because your woman looking at you like, Or your husband looking at you, sister, like, Girl, what's his name? You better tell me now. But we got to stop hiding from polygamy, man. Straight up. It has to be talked about. All right? In the case of each social ethnic group under analysis, the final ratio of the positive answers to the negative ones will determine the nature of the efforts to be made to fulfill the final objective, which is the same throughout all of Africa, and I'm going to add Black America, the revolutionary mobilization of African or Black women. Women in enemy-held zones, women in zones under enemy control, must participate fully in the work of political education and organization. The influence of women over the youth of the country and the fact that they are the wives, the sisters, and mothers, future freedom fighters, must be utilized to the fullest by the full revolutionary cadre. Another slogan, teach a woman, teach a nation. Teach a woman, teach a nation. You teach one black woman, you taught the whole black nation. See? When you teach a man, you teach an individual. When you teach a woman, you teach a whole nation. So says the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The degree of a country's revolutionary awareness may be measured. Oh, my God, y'all better listen. The degree of a country's revolutionary awareness may be measured by the political maturity of its women. The messenger puts it another way. The lessons of a man is measured by his woman. Let me give an example. I see a lot of quote-unquote conscious brothers married to or just in a relationship with unconscious women. And on top of that, you're not even teaching these women. You're just playing the play to get a little slay, if you know what I mean. So you're pimping with this knowledge. The woman is the measurement of our teaching, black man. So if you got a degenerate woman, but you are claiming to be God, or you claiming to be a Nubian, or you claiming to be this, or you claiming to be that, but your woman is goddamn Aunt Jemima, I must tell you right here on Black Power Radio, you are of the 10%, the blood suckers of the poor. You know this knowledge, but you refuse to teach and elevate with this knowledge. You're a goddamn bloodsucker of the poor. You're a pimp with knowledge. And one day, we're going to start dealing with you kind of Negroes. If you're going to teach, teach, man. And I'm going to say this. If you teach and write and exact, she going to give you the booty anyway, fool. Sorry to be so wrong, but it is what it is. I got to come with it like it is. If you're doing it right, if you're showing and proving anyway, guess what? She's going to give you the nook anyway. Why? Because she sees the reflection of God. Now, what woman in her right mind don't want to give God the best part of her? But damn it, black man, you got to be reflecting that best part of you. Because if the black woman say, "Hey, I ain't giving you nothing tonight until you wake up, clean up, and stand up, this cracker will be dead by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning." If every sister just said, "I ain't giving my man no nookie cookie tonight until you stand up," boy, white man, you are off the planet in a matter of 1 hour. But why should the black woman have to say that to a black man? Why should the goddess have to talk in those weak terms to the black man, to the god, when the god should be telling his goddess, "Hold up, baby. I got this. You just go black, and you handle the children and rear the home. Have it smelling good when I come back, because I'm going to have 4 devil's heads in the duffel bag when I come home." See, I'm about protecting my black women. I'm about protecting my black children. I don't know about some of you, but King Samir is going to protect the black woman and the black child, regardless of what the hell you say. I'm going to do what I got to do. The degree of a country's revolutionary awareness may be measured by the political maturity of its women. They are in a particularly strong position to infiltrate the enemy's ranks, since they can exploit the lack of austerity, the mercenary state of mind, the feeble sense of purpose, which are characteristic of the counter-revolutionary soldier. Y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all don't really know how to use this black woman to the fullest extent of the revolutionary law. This is why a few shows back, I told you to watch movies like The Battle of Algiers. Because it shows you the use of the woman in the revolutionary struggle. Huh? This is why you got to watch, I watch a lot of martial arts movies. Not just because they kick ass, but because a lot of the storylines are revolutionary storylines. And the women, a lot of the Chinese women are revolutionary as hell in some of these movies, man. They standing up to the damn emperors and ready to kill his ass and take his head off, and these women be standing up. So I'm giving you a class assignment. If you have not watched The Battle of Algiers, it is your class assignment tonight to watch The Battle of Algiers. Take notes. Write down certain key things that you notice in the movie. And put them into your daily practices of study. Women in the bases and liberated areas. The majority of women in these areas, particularly mothers and older women, can ensure the continuity of the consolidation process and the growth of self-sufficiency and preparedness, while the men within the action unit remain essentially in preparedness for war. Their main task inside the liberated zones where creative work can begin is to ensure self-sufficiency, stability, and the resistance on all levels. The training of the woman. If they satisfy the physical, social, and ideological recruitment standards determined by the Commission on Controlled Recruitment of the Army, women may join the training centers on the same basis as the men. So we're not a sexist or a chauvinistic organization, sisters, and be eligible for the same responsibilities and the same authority. We're not chauvinists in the new Black Panther Party. They will receive similar political, military, and social training as the men. So your push-ups is the same as the men's push-ups, sisters. You don't get no break. You ain't doing your push-ups on your knees and all that. Hell no. You're going to stretch them legs out at a 45-degree angle, and you're going to push up and push down right next to your male comrade. Huh? We love you, and we're going to train you just like we train. Political instruction for the women. Propaganda techniques. The following task can be used usefully fulfilled by the women in the bases. One, the production and reproduction of leaflets. We're talking about propaganda. The distribution and explanation of newspapers, news sheets, slogans, and instruction to the local population. Dramatization of repressive incidents. The organization of victims' funerals with a political dimension. Demonstrations of passive resistance. The production of play cards, banners, and other insignia. Intelligence work. For example, women, petty traders in market. Women can use the mobility required by their trade as a cover for the carrying of messages, arms, and intelligence. And we got a sister who is in the bush for the liberation of Zimbabwe, Sister Mbarika, who was carrying arms from soldier to soldier in the bush. Three, interpreting and liaison duty. Women who can speak more than one language will be invaluable as interpreters for the interrogation of prisoners, administrative, judicial, and secretarial activities. For example, women should be trained to replace men in local government. Reliable and efficient secretaries will be needed to ensure the smooth running of the African armies or the organization, to keep records, and to carry out other essential office work. Education, a nursery and primary school, should be attached to each production unit, workshop, or medical center organized by the woman. Huh? Medical training, hospitals, first aid posts, infant and child welfare centers, birth control clinics will be set up in the base areas and will be staffed largely by Black women. Nurses with suitable guerrilla training. A nurse with some damn guerrilla training. That is the best kind of nurse to have, Black man. They will be attached as regulars to the action nursing units. Driving instruction. You need to teach a woman how to drive in military combat and non-combative units, brother. Women should therefore be trained how to drive the many different vehicles along with the men in the army. Cars, lorries, jeeps, tanks, and so on. Huh? So we got to learn. We have to add our woman. We cannot to forget about the Black woman. So with that being said, Black woman, I love you and I honor you. To all of the revolutionary sister warriors who paved the way for the young sister warriors of today. So we give honor. And the Million Youth March is in full dedication to our comrade, to my comrade, the Queen Asada Shakur. And with that being said, Black family, tune in next week to the Black Survival Show. I love you more than you hate your Black self. Israel to the land is ours. One settler, one bullet, no compromise, no surrender.